诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning， 阿弥陀佛。
啊，上个礼拜六，上个礼拜天台风哈、我们这个《楞严经》战书台风啊，暴风雪了，不是台风吗
？Last Sunday's talk got cancelled because there was a snowstorm. Apparently, the Sugama Sutra was defeated by the snowstorm.
本来楞严经的那个护法金刚是最强的哈、他结果这一次输掉了。
Generally speaking, the Dharma protectors for Sugama Sutra is the most powerful, but it might have lose out this time.
好，那我们继续讲，讲五浊啊。上次本来是要一浊一浊的讲，结果因为有人问问题，结果就跳到众生浊去了啊。我们今天还是再从第一个浊，再复习一下子啊。
So today again, we're going to focus on the five defilements of the world, which we started last time. And initially, I had planned to go down the list one by one, but because there were questions raised, so we actually broke the sequence and jumped ahead. So today, I'm actually going to retrace my steps and go back to talk about the first one and go as a review.
我们总共有五浊，那一每一浊都对应一个，一个运哈、像劫浊对应色运哈、那见浊对应这一个受运啊，烦恼浊对应那个想运啊，那众生浊对应行运，那另外一个最后一个就是命浊对应世运啊，就是五浊是对应五蕴的哈。
So these five defilements actually correspond with the five skandhas. The defilement of the trend of present age, the first one, correspond with the form skandha. The second one, the defilement of mistaken views, correspond with the skandha of sensation. The third, defilement of afflictions, vexations, correspond with the skandha of perception. The fourth one, the defilement of being sentient beings, correspond with volition. Finally, the defilement of having life correspond with the consciousness skandha.
因为五浊的关系，所以我们的智慧心。
Because of these five defilements, our intrinsic wisdom is not able to manifest itself fully. It's because we have confined it.
譬如说，我们平常我们的生活当中，我看到你，我们大部分人不会认为这是烦恼。但是我看到你，我们自己就把我们这个智慧心或是我们这个真心变成有能所有对立的基础，你就选择有对立的运作。
So, in general basis, whenever we say, I see you, usually people don't think of that as a problem or interpret it as a vexation. But the very fact that I see you means that we have taken our intrinsic wisdom and actually operated on a very limited basis. We are operating with a dualistic view of having the sense of subject and object. And that's how the wisdom is restricted and confined.
所以像这一个，其实我自己，也是最近这几年才懂的哈。以前不是很懂，可能不是很懂，根本就不知道啊。最近才知道说，就是你有一个被你有一个能知的我，被知的对象，这是一个关键的烦恼，或是根本烦恼，比那个什么贪嗔痴慢疑还什么还严重。
So I didn't quite understand this before. Actually, I should say I didn't even have any inklings about this before. It's only over these past few years I start to have a better grasp of this concept more and more and understand it, able to practice it. What concept is this? That there's the fact that there is a subject of perception, and then there's the object of your awareness, cognition, or perception, operating this in this dualistic manner, that is the most fundamental vexation. Even more so than what we commonly talk about, greed, hatred, and ignorance, the three poisons, in comparison, operating with a dualistic view, that is the most fundamental vexation.
我想跟很多人一样啊，比如说练心经练的什么照见五蕴皆空，结果你根本就不会觉得我看到你是，就是你就把五蕴当成我，当成他，不会想到的，是不是？很多人都不会想到的。
A lot of people, a lot of you maybe like how I was when we read the Heart Sutra, perceive that all five skandhas are empty. We just read through the sentence. We don't even realize that, oh, we have taken other people's skandha, the five skandhas of that person, as the real person. And that is the fundamental vexation. Usually we don't even think about it that way.
就还有菩萨就是听了心中的妈妈听三年了，现在基本消费额是要听三年才听得懂啊。
And some of you have been coming to my talks for quite a few years and have been hearing the mother in your mind is not the real mom. And it seems that it takes quite a few years, maybe 3 years seems to be the basic requirement for someone to really understand the concept.
那心中的妈妈我大概应该十几年前就开始讲了啊。但是呢，我自己心中浮出心中的妈妈，或是心中的师父，或是昨天的我啊，我会不会把它当成真的？会不会
？So I've been talking about using this phrase for over 10 years, more than 10 years. The mother in your mind is not your mother, but when I actually think about my mom, the image of mom.Surfacing in my mind, or if I think of Shifu, or if I think of how I was doing yesterday, do you still take that as a real person? Do you?
Yeah, 那问我不是问他们。
Oh, sorry, it's not meant as interrogation. It's a self-reflection. Do I still do it?
我告诉你啊，其实，我想到的时候，那。接下来越想越气越想越舒服的那东西就没有了、啊、然后这一个心中的妈妈、啊、还有昨天的我啊讲好像是现前跟讲到某人、欸、慢慢这个概念我出现的次数越来越多，那也必须要到你每一念都化解，那个都是你的念头，不是人，也不是你，要一直什么？不是提醒而已，变成你什么？开眼就看到那个不是，念念都不是这样子。
So as soon as I'm able to bring up to bring forth this right view that the mother in my mind is not the real mom, then immediately all the following emotions that's usually mixed with it, either it's an anger or you're feeling good and relaxed, soothed by it. All those feelings immediately disappear. So whether it's the mother in your mind or my own image, my present self or my past self, every time I think of these, the more frequently I'm able to counter it with the understanding that those are not the real person, the better. And not only so, you don't only try to remind yourself frequently. In fact, what you're aiming at, what we have to aim at, is every time we think of it, thought after thought, every thought, we have to bring forth this understanding that that is merely a thought and it's not the real thing. Even to the point where as soon as you open your eye, you just see it. That's an immediate understanding.That's what our goal is.
所以，基本上，这个你不是以这个为目标，那大概我们每个人生活上都会一直想要，不管是能力的成长，或是心性的成长啊， 那我看到的大部分人的信心的成长就是什么，对人好啊，不要有嗔心啊，对不对？那他会努力，那这部分也会成就，可是不会碰到这个里面没有人没有我的这个层次，不会碰到的。
Without having this understanding or trying to transcend this dualistic view, no matter how hard we work, whether may it be trying to increase our ability or try to become so-called a better person by having less anger, being nicer to other people, yes, you will reach those goals if you practice really hard. But no matter how hard you practice, you will still not be able to see the most fundamental point that there's really no others and no self.
那那个总括起来就是你心中浮起来的各种相啊，第一个它里面没有你也没有别人，那第二个它浮起来以后它就消失了，但是我们会认为它还在，我们会认为它还在，因为我们会认为它是某某人，它是我。那另外还有可能就是在下一个就是你浮出一个情绪啊，那你会认为那是我，我生气了。可是假设你懂这个的话，全部都不转的，不把生气转为不生气，因为它已经什么消失了。可是这个我值得一直讲，因为什么？我们一直都跟这个法则，相违背，或者说跟这个错误的运作相应。
So, so basically, in a nutshell, whatever image that surfaces in our mind, we have to see through these images or thoughts or not, and see that intrinsically there's no self and no others in these thoughts or images. Not only so, as soon as this thought or image arises, it disappears immediately. Yet our common mistake is that we think these thoughts continues. It perpetuates and there's a continuation, sustaining. And the fact that we think this way has to do with making the mistake of thinking it's an actual person, an actual me, that these thoughts represent. Again, once you're able to see through that, it wouldn't be followed by all sorts of emotions and feelings and further opinions about these images and thoughts that merely arises in your head. And further on, there's no longer any need for you to transcend your anger or turn your ignorance into wisdom, whatnot, because it's no longer necessary, because once a anger arises, it immediately perishes. But on a daily basis, what we do is we keep perpetuating the erroneous thinking that there is an actual person, an actual me in these thoughts. And that is something that we're trying to reverse.
但是如果你不懂这个道理，拜托你还是要转生气为不生气啊。我说你家人就什么，然后跟你接触你就闹翻天了。
But if you are still not able to fully grasp this most fundamental point of no self and no others, then when you experience anger, you should still try to turn the anger to non-anger. Otherwise, you're going to start arguing with your families or friends at a regular basis.
有些人就问说，啊，没有人没有，那可不可以杀人？
So some people will ask me, if there's no self and no others, does that mean that I can kill? Is it okay to kill people?
这很有趣哈，既然没有人没有我，你还杀什么人？有没有？
This question is actually quite funny. Since there's no self and no others, what's the point of talking about killing people? Who is it that you can kill?
哎，有人说啊，没有人，那有没有因缘果报？讲这因缘果报，请问没有我没有人，有没有因缘果报？
How about karma, cause and effect, retributions? If there's no self, no others, is there still the karmic effect? Does it still work?
有没有？那叫做野狐禅啊。
Yes or no?
因为不是那个百丈禅师不是碰到有一个老人吗？他来讲经的时候，就老是有个老人出现。最后那个老人就讲说他不是人，他是一只狐狸啊，他是一只狐狸变的啊。然后他在五百世前，有人问他，修行人还这个什么，落不落因果不是无畏，落不落因果就是说，会不会有因缘果报啊？他说没有啊，结果他就变成野狐狸嘛。那百丈禅师说：“来来来，那我给你一个正确的答案啊。”百丈禅师会怎么回答？不什么因果，他还是有因果，可是他不会把因果的现象当成我。会不会痛？会，但是不是我在痛。会不会被杀？会，但是不是我被杀，是这样子哦。所以因果有没有？世间我的因果还是有，可是你不会把那个因果的现象当成我。
So remember the story of Chan Master Bai Zhang, where when he was giving talk, an old man will frequently come to every one of his talks. And one day this old man actually approached him saying, so I am actually, I'm transformed by, I'm actually a fox. And I have the ability to transform into a human body, and I keep coming to attend your talk. That's because 500 lifetimes ago, I was actually a monk, and someone came to ask me, do...
他的问题，那个人家问他是什么，落不落因果，
就是说有没有因果，他说不落因果，等于说他不会受到果报了。那本来还是说不对，你是什么果报照受，但是在痛苦当中不会觉得我在痛，有没有
？So when that fox was a monk, a person came to ask that monk, asking, "Is there karma? Is there cause and effect?" And at that time, that monk's answer was, "No, there's no karmic effect anymore, no cause and consequences." And because of that answer, the monk has fallen into the realm of animals and became a fox and for 500 lifetimes. And so in this lifetime, he approached Chan Master Bai Zhang re-asking the question. So is there a karma? Is there a cause and effect? And Chan Master Bai Zhang actually said, "Let me give you a different answer. Yes, there is still cause and effect, but only difference is for a Chan master, Chan practitioner, you do not take the phenomenon of cause and effect as the self, and that's the difference. So for conventional speaking, there is still cause and effect, except that you don't take the surface phenomenon as and attribute that and think of that as the self."
所以同样的问题，马上问到就是大修行人会不会有病痛？那他跟我们有什么差别
？So similarly, for a great practitioner, do they still experience illness and pains?
你们看看佛陀，佛陀有没有病痛
？The Buddha experience sickness.
就佛陀还有背痛啊，头痛，对不对？那他们就讲说啊，过去是因为怎么样，所以这一次什么要全部什么还清才能够成佛。对。
So the Buddha actually had backache and he also experienced headache, and so they tried to explain it, saying, "Oh, that's because so many years ago, so many lifetimes ago, he did X Y Z, and in this lifetime he has to clear away and repay everything so he can really become he can become the Buddha and enter Nirvana."
另外就是有一些 禅宗的祖师，就是他病痛的时候，然后叫苦连天啊。那请问，就是病痛的时候没有叫苦连天，就是开悟，那叫苦连天就没开悟吗？
Also, there are also some records of some great Chan masters. So when they were sick and in pain, they actually yell and scream and complain. So let me ask you, does that mean that those people that scream and complain, they have not reached enlightenment and the enlightened ones will never yell and scream? Is that the case?
所以我看到那一个大会，中高好像就有人问他，他说现在会有病痛吗？他就讲说，他们以前的叫做痛杀人，我们现在痛死人，好吗？痛死人，他们是痛杀人。他这样叫，可是什么？他在痛死的那个现象当中，是看到不痛的什么？不痛的佛心。但是我们是把痛死的那个现象当成什么？当成我。那可能讲说我也没有做错什么事，为什么会这种果报，有没有？
So someone actually had asked Chan Master Da Hui Zong Gao that whether you still experience pain, why do you still yell and scream? And Chan Master Da Hui Zong Gao answered that yeah, of course it hurts a lot, and but for someone who's enlightened, when they experience the phenomenon of pain, this excruciating pain, they actually see in this phenomenon, they don't take the phenomenon as a self, they see the Buddha nature that does not experience such pains. But as for us, ordinary sentient beings, when we are experiencing great pains, we think of that phenomenon as a self, and then we curse and scream, and then we further question, what have I done in the past that has caused this kind of retribution?
所以这个我们在比如说打坐腿痛的时候，你是看去找那个不痛的呢，还是看要怎么做不会痛？
So when we're sitting in meditation, we're experiencing a lot of leg pains. Okay, so what is our goal, or what are we try to achieve? Do we try to look for the thing that does not hurt, that doesn't, the Buddha nature that doesn't experience this phenomenon? Or do we try to look for all sorts of methods that can ease the pain and make us more comfortable?
其实在生活当中，或是你在打坐当中，你都可以有两个选择，一个是想要把不痛，痛转为不痛，所以就什么伸腿，或者说好忍耐，有没有？另外就是说，好，我没有想要把痛转为不痛，而是看到痛的当中，它的空性或是它的佛性是不痛的，我要去找那一个。这是两个，你任何时间都可以什么，都可以不同的选择的。
So in any given point in time, whether in everyday life or when we're sitting in the meditation, you actually have two choices. You can choose between try to make something that's painful into it's become, making it become not painful. And that's why there are all sorts of methods for meditation where whether you just endure the pain or you can stretch out, do some exercise, that's one choice.The other choice is that you can try to look for, amidst of the pain, the phenomenon of pain, look for what is it, the Buddha nature, it's the Buddha nature that doesn't experience the pain. So what is this Buddha nature? And try to look for it, try to know what it is. So these are the two choices we have at any given point in time.
还有就是对过去的什么悲痛的什么不堪回首的什么的经验，你是选择忘记，还是就是什么选择正面的去看它，还是看到这一个悲惨的经验里面其实是没有我？ 你这个也还是同样的原则，可以去选择的。
Similarly, whenever we think of our past, maybe an embarrassing moment or something that's really painful that you don't even want to look back, again, you have choices. You can choose to forget, or you can choose to think positively about the experience and learn something from it. Or you can also choose to see that as merely a phenomenon, and the Buddha nature actually does not go through this, all these emotions. So these are the choices you have.
所以这个就从这个五浊这样拉回来，一个是回到我们的空性本身。那你另外一个就是，有五浊基本上就是有能所，然后你会把本来无相，那你把它变成有能所，就产生性跟相，性跟相变成两样东西。然后就在相当中分你我，那大悲禅叫做什么？以平等法中什么？起自他想。
So from the concept of five defilements, we can relate it back to the concept of emptiness. And also, because of the arising of subject and this dualistic view of subject and object, that's what causes these five defilements. So out of all the phenomena that's intrinsically empty, as soon as this dualistic view arises with subject and object, then there's a distinction between nature and phenomenon. And amidst of all the phenomena, then we make further distinctions of self and others. And that's why in the Great Compassion and Repentance, Turani, it actually talks about how amidst of everything that's equal and with no difference, no distinction, arises this concept of self and others.
所以这个执着啊，想要回来再复习一下执着。本来是没有时间跟空间的，结果我们现在变成有时间跟空间。结一定牵扯到什么？结有没有牵扯到时间？就一节嘛，或是一秒钟嘛，就是这里面很分明的这个结，一定要谈到时间嘛，对。那时间没有空间的话，有没有时间？啊，所以本来是什么？你在我们的自信当中，其实是没有时空的，就是空本来无一物。那我们自己把它弄成什么？有空间，那空间叫分你我，那就产生时间。那基本上都是我们自己什么？我们自己选择。把它弄成能所，那弄成能所也有一个很关键的东西，是你现前这一念一直去跟前一念互动，那前一念已经消失了，你认为它还在，结果前一念就变成所，现前这一念就变成能。
So going back to the first one, the defilement of the literal translation would be a defilement of kalpa. Or there's another translation that's called defilement of trend or present age. So kalpa, is this relating to time? The word itself means it's a period of time. So this defilement of kalpa or defilement of trends of present age has to do with, you can relate it back to the concept of time and space. And the very fact that there's time and space, that's because this dualistic mind, having the sense of subject and object, it creates a space. And from space arises the concept of time. And initially, the Buddha nature exhibits, there's no characteristics, it doesn't have anything particular, but the dualistic view, because of the rising of that, is followed by space and time, and also further on, this concept of self and others. And this is all because of having the notion of subject and object. And why do we have this concept of subject and object? That's because the thoughts that we have, we use the latter thoughts to interact with the prior thought. So the latter thought becomes the subject, and the prior thought, which actually has perished already, but we think it still exists, and we use the latter thought to illuminate the prior thought and making it into subject and object.
我们平常会不会跟前面互动？
Do we interact with our prior thoughts?
你们会觉得前面已经消失了，会不会觉得？
Do you actually feel that your prior thoughts have vanished?
你还没有听这个之前，你晓不晓得前面已经消失了？
Before you have listened to my talk, do you ever know that your first thought actually had vanished already?
所以二十年前，有一天师父就跟我讲，他说，凡夫啊，没有能力看到生相啊。因为那时候我在观什么？观起心动念嘛啊。其实你要是观到面相了，已经没有，你还在说哦在哪里啊？师父就讲这样子而已，可那个对我的帮助就很大啊。现在我就滔滔不绝，就是因为什么？前面的已经消失了，可是我们现前这一念一直跟他互动，就是说变成能所。前一念本来是。不是能所，本来是真心，罪念也是真心，就变成前念消失，就变成所，心就变成什么？变成已消失的心，就变成外境。
So, 师父 actually had told me 20 years ago when I was practicing, trying to contemplate the phenomenon of arising and perishing.He actually told me that sentient beings, ordinary sentient beings, does not have the ability to see phenomena arising. So when we are contemplating what we actually see, what we think that we see is already a thought that has perished. And that's again because we are interacting. We think our thoughts can interact with each other, and we keep using the latter thought.To illuminate or contemplate the prior thought, making the latter thought the subject and the prior thought the phenomenon or the object of illumination or contemplation.
所以这个里面有从这一个在衍生出来的哈，哇！你就发现生活当中就是在这种勉强叫做错误的模式哈，或是说很局限的模式在运作啊。那我想说我们自己跟已经消失的念头在互动，那碰不到我们以为碰到了。
So we are constantly operating in this very erroneous or at least very limited way of thinking. We keep thinking that our thoughts can interact with each other, not realizing the prior thought actually have vanished already and the thoughts do not touchThey do not interact with each other.
还有我们跟别人互动，请问我们的语言有没有碰到对方？
As an extension, when we interact with other people, interact with their language, does our language, whatever we have uttered, does it actually touch or interact with that person?
我们会认为有，对不对？
We think so, right?
因为我们会觉得我们相谈甚欢，有没有？
Because for instance, there's a phrase that we had a great talk together. We really enjoyed the talk.
我个人感觉是应该是什么？是同床异梦啊。
So but I actually think it's as if there's a phrase, a stock phrase in Chinese saying two spouse, they are laying on the same bed, but they are each dreaming their own dreams.
譬如说我说啊今天出太阳了，然后你说不错哦啊，请问我是跟你互动呢，还是跟我的念头，还是跟我看到的影像互动，还是跟你互动？
So let's say today I say, oh, there's the sun came out today, and then you said, oh, that's quite nice. Does it mean that I am interacting with you, or is my language interacting with you, or am I merely interacting with my own image and my own the words that I came up that as if the phenomena that arises in my own head? Which one is it?
同样的啊，你是跟我互动呢，还是跟你听到的声音互动，还是跟你的就跟着声音互动
？So, by the same token, when you respond, oh, that's quite nice. Are you interacting with me, or are you interacting with the phenomenon of my sound, my words, or are you interacting with the phenomenon that comes up in your head？
所以每个当下你跟我们一般讲说跟人互动马上有几个你可以什么你可以选择对吧第一个我是跟人互动吗第二个我是跟声音互动吗、啊、第三个是我跟心外的声音还是心中的声音互动还有第四个我现在这个声音碰得到那个声音吗
So whenever you say, people interact with each other, immediately you can ask yourself these questions. Do people really interact with each other? Or is it their voices, sounds interact? Am I interacting with their sound, the voices? Or am I interacting with the sound in my mind? Or am I really interacting with a sound that's an external phenomenon?Or the last layer is this sound that's generated right now. Can this sound, these words actually interact with that set of words?
你可以仔细想一想啊。啊，如果都没有的话，那要不要沟通？
So you can really think about this carefully. Which one is it? Is anyone really interacting with anyone? And if that's the case, what does it mean to communicate?
这个是不是在你每个当下，你看到人或者你跟人家互动，其实都可以，你都可以问这几个问题：我是跟对方互动吗？还是我是什么？跟声音、跟表情互动？啊，接下来就是哈。一个是人或是 色相、哦、声色互动这是第一个、哦、第二个是我是跟我心外的声音互动还是跟我心内的 声色互动然后我就跟你们玩了就值得你们你每个大家都可以这样修了不是老是要拉回来这样、哦、体验呼吸、哦、这个
So Anytime, every time that you interact with people, you can already use these methods and think about it. It's really interesting. Am I really interacting with the other person? Or am I interacting with the phenomenon of sounds? Or the phenomenon of that person's facial expression? So this is focusing on the form, the phenomenon, form phenomenon. So that's one level. The second level is,Am I really interacting with an external set of sounds that's outside? Or am I interacting with whatever phenomenon that I generated myself? So in any given point in time when you're interacting with each other, you can contemplate this way. Instead of every time when you interact with people that you immediately say, oh, let me bring it back to myself and then focus on the breathing. This is a different way of practice that you can actually use during interaction.
所以这个你懂的话，你在每个当下都是可以什么，都是一个新的选择。否则的话，你就会一直，声音是我，色相是我，声音是他，色相是他。那这个就不知道这个，就是你就在进入五浊有没有？就是你不断的一直在运作五浊。
So once you understand this concept, at any given point in time, you can have fresh choices, new choices, and try to look into, is it really the person I'm interacting? Or one choice is to try to contemplate and see through it and using the right understanding. And the second choice would be still continue to take the sound or the physical form as the self or as others, which choice are you going to make?
因为无着的那一个执着，你跟外境，就是跟外境，我们把它分成世界、虚空啊，那叫把世界叫切割为人事物啊，跟虚空，那这两者全部都是什么？都是我们的心，就是创造出来的。
So, if you continue to choose the physical form phenomenon and the sound phenomenon as a self and others, then that is directly related to, it will cause the five defilement. And this five defilement is basically talking about how in a midst of empty nature that we have created the world and empty space, and a midst of the world, the phenomenon of the world, then we further divide it into self,and objects and phenomena.
那这个我们还可以就回到楞严经所讲的啊，就是我们的真心，然后你楞严经不是叫一念妄动，楞严经是讲说你的真心，你认为我要去看，要去感知一个东西才有感知功能，那这样就产生我们叫做无明，那创造能所啊。那接下来就是无明能所以后，那接下来就什么虚空世界众生就产生出来了。这个基本的架构先出来以后，然后自己就迷失在这些虚空世界还有这些众生的这些现象当中了。那不晓得这些现象全部都是我心中的东西。
So in the Saragama Sutra, they talk about initially the true mind thinks that it's necessary to illuminate something to show that itself has the ability to illuminate. That is the first so-called mistake or first thought of ignorance. And from that thought of ignorance arisesdualistic thinking of subject and object. And from there, space is created. And from there, the world is created, and then sentient beings. And once the platform has been established, then we start to get lost. We forget all the true mind actually can illuminate without subject and object. We forget that, and we become lost in all the myriads of phenomenon.
所以因为你创造虚空，结果我们的心本来是空无一物，就变成有一个被感知的，我们叫做真空，但是它已经消失了，它就变成什么？变成妄空。
And so as we get lost, we forget that all these phenomena were originally created by our own mind.And this true mind created the space, and the true mind itself is actually intrinsically devoid of anything, any characteristics or any object. But we forget that. And so initially the true mind was a true emptiness that has the capacity to illuminate. Forgetting this and getting lost, it becomes a stagnant or a stilled, stifledspace emptiness.
像我们在看虚空，承认我们看虚空，这个虚空是有界限的虚空，还是没有界限的虚空？
So let me ask you a question. When we look at the space, does this space have a boundary?
啊？好，你们觉得没有界限？但是我们在禅修的时候会有一种叫做什么自大无外自小无内的虚空，我们现在看的是这种虚空呢，还是有范围的虚空？你是有能所的虚空还是没有能所的虚空？
So some of you say space has no boundary. when people meditate, there's this phenomenon where you experience that there's no, you have, you, the mind has expanded so big that there's no external world, and has been, become so small that the sense of internal it has also disappeared. So when you say you experience empty space or this space, are you still experiencing it with a dualistic mind that there's a subject and object? Or have you transcended that and there's no subject and object anymore?
所以在佛经在暗经里面有讲到啊，有一天好像不知道是谁，好像就是那个天人天子啊，他骑马，那个马也是很不是一般的马啊，像一小时可能跟那个火箭啊一样快的啊，他一直跑一直跑，他一直要去找那个虚空的什么的最最那一个啊，最最尽头啊，跑跑跑跑跑，就是跑不到尽头了。为什么？因为虚空就相当于那个马前面有一个什么，有一个萝卜，有没有？他一直跑一直跑，那个萝卜一直有没有清楚？他的那个萝卜是在他的鼻子前面一公尺啊。请问这个萝卜可以会追到吗？
So there's an analogy, a story, the Agama Sutra talks about there's a heavenly prince. He rode on his heavenly horse, and this is no ordinary horse. It's a really fast horse. Maybe it goes in the speed of like space shuttle and rockets. And so this prince, heavenly prince, rode on this cool horse and tried to, and went as fast as he could to try to look for the edge of empty space. And so no matter, he went on and on, but no matter how far he traversed and no matter how fast he went, he still could not get to the edge of space. It says, so what is this space? This space is really like a carrot that you dangle in front of the horse. It's merely 1 meter away from the horse's nose. But because it's dangling right in front of the nose, no matter how far you go or how fast you go, you will never reach that carrot.
所以只要是你有什么，有能看的我，还有所看的虚空，那你这个本来就是什么真空妙有，就会变成完空，因为你那个是什么无知无觉的虚空就跑出来了，那就真空妙有的真空就变成完空，然后我们那一个真心没有能走的真心就变成妄心，那这个就是劫走，劫走我们产生劫走的一个根本原因，就是你跟已经消失的前念互动，结果真心变成有能守的心，我们叫做妄心。那本来是真空，就变成什么？已经消失的真心叫做妄空，无知无觉的虚空。
So as long as we're still using perceiving, there is a subject me that can do the perceiving, and there's an object of empty space that's being perceived by me. Then that is still defilement. In fact, you have, by operating that way, you have turned true emptiness, the true mind, into a stagnant, false mind. So this empty space, this true emptiness, has been turned into a very stagnant emptiness. And the true mind has been turned into a false mind. It's all because we're operating with this dualistic mind that we continue to use this present mind to grasp, attach onto prior thought, thinking that it still exists. So the present mind, which is your true mind, because you grasp onto your prior thought, the prior thoughts become a stagnant, empty space that you think still exists. And that is the root of the defilement of kalpa.
所以我们在禅修的时候，参话头或是默照，到最后就是要什么？言语道断，心行处灭，另外还有一个大地落成，还有虚空混碎啊，这 这可能大家可能有听过的名称。那接下来就会像那个永嘉大师讲的，梦里明明什么有六气啊，劫后空空五大千啊。那这个如果也是体验的，最好是体验的啊，那你就可以就是什么，可以把长时间一劫变成什么一秒钟化成一劫。另外这一个阿弥陀经有没有，这一个他们西方结束人就是每天早上什么清晨，然后什么光汤世界，其实就是这个样子。你就哇，他是做什么交通空气啊，怎么那么快，其实就是什么全部的东西都在你的心中。比较浓缩的话，就是什么现象，就是真心。
So that's why when we practice meditation, there are phenomena such as the empty space shatters and all the your contacting of the phenomenon is cut off. So there are phrases like this, and once you are able to truly experience it, then you realize a second of time can be turned into a kalpa, and vice versa, a kalpa can also be turned into a second. So there may appear to be space and time in our present state, but once you have become enlightened, just like the Chan Master Yongjia said, while you are still amidst the dream, there are still the six realms of reincarnation. But once you have become awakened, the world has perished and shattered, disappeared. And similarly, in the Amitabha Sutra, they also describe the event where in the every morning, all these beings will bring offerings to all the Buddhas in the 10 directions. And sometimes people wonder, so what kind of transportation do they ride on so that they are able to go so fast and go make so many offerings? But the truth of the matter is, it's not about transportation. It's really about once you really understand, then you know that all phenomenon is merely within your true mind.
So we can look at the Lung Yen Jin Yang, you can see the Kong, the Sivang Jie, the Kong, and the Kong Jian Bufun, you can see the Kong, and you can see the Kong, and you can see the这部分是什么？是我的灵之心。那这个地方是什么？是虚空。有没有办法？没办法，就空间不分。然后有空，没有体。我们的真心是空，请问有没有体？没有啊。是虚无的吗？还是有体？我们说体相用，怎么没有体？心无相，可是有没有体？啊？不是啊，对，有没有体啊？体相用啊？比如说你面团有没有？它无相嘛，可是它有没有体？有嘛？我们叫身体有没有？可是这样你看，有空无体，因为王空会消失，然后有见无结，因为那个你看到它那一个什么？虚空其实是没有能力什么感知的，是我们真心是空，但是有感知能力。
So that's why in the Sugama Sutra talks about when, as soon as you're up, as long as you're still operating with a dualistic view and you think that you see the empty space, but whereas in fact that there's, you cannot find the boundary between the perceiver and the space that you see. It's not possible to make a separation between this part is the perceiver and that part is the empty space. And as long as you're still operating in this dualistic way, thinking there's a subject of seeing and there's an object of empty space being seen, then the empty space becomes a stagnant empty space and it lacks the essence of the true mind.
其实同样的，不只是虚空啊，包括你们看到，我们的心跟虚空没办法分界线， 你们的心跟我这个色相可不可以分界线？有没有办法分？哎呀，这个我你的心到这边而已啦，接下来是什么？是华师的脸。
So are you able to draw the boundary between your mind and my physical phenomenon? Can you say all that part is your mind, and once you get to my skin, then that becomes my physical phenomenon? Is that how it works?
大家还记得吗？楞严经，就是我们的真心有十种特质啊。那其中，两个特质就是真心不是物。但是真心不离物，或者讲说真心，或是说海水不是波浪，但是海水不离什么波浪。
So can you remember what we've talked about earlier about the 10 characteristics of the true mind based on the Surugama Sutra? And two of the characteristics talks about the true mind is not the object. At the same time, the true mind does not depart from the object.So a similar analogy would be the ocean is not the same as the waves. At the same time, the ocean does not, or the waves does not depart from the ocean.
那这个其实你懂了，比如你们现在看到我这个色相，这个色相跟你的真心有没有办法就是切割它的界限？它的那个是不是界限？盲斗里应该怎么换？这一个啊？分界点有没有办法分界点？哎，到比如说你看到电脑，请问你去看到电脑，还是看到你心中所有电脑的影像
？So when you are looking at me right now, can you really make a distinction between that part is your true mind that's doing the looking, and this is my, and then you get to this part and you can draw a line and say then this part becomes your physical form.Your physical body, your form. Can you really say that? Or, let's say, the computer, the laptop. Are you looking at the laptop, or are you actually looking at the phenomenon of the laptop that arises in your mind?
所以我们现在，因为我们会认为电脑是你在外面的，它是被我看到了。可是那些特异功能的，他可以用心把电脑什么，把它变成什么，把它弄断也好，或是把它厉害一点，把它化成什么空无，化成虚空。因为什么？这一个电脑跟我的什么，跟我的真心是什么，不一不二的。
So.Generally speaking, our experience is when we're looking at the computer, we believe that it's an external object. It's the object that's being seen, being perceived by the mind or by the eye. But those people who actually exhibit special ESV power, special power, some of them has the ability to tweak things and bend the object. And the fact that they're able to do that is becausethe external object, the external phenomenon is one and the same. It's not one and not two with your true mind.
在我们的现实生活，我们自己可不可以变现一个东西出来？不是变现的啊，我所伸出去，那就拿茶杯啊。这是不是你先变现出一个这样的一个现象出来，算不算？还是你手伸出去了？还是你心，你自己心呼出一个这样的现象？哪一个
？So can we make something appear in our everyday life? Let's say if I reach out my hand to grasp the mug, doesn't mean that the hand has extended and reached out by itself.Or does it mean that my mind has generated a phenomenon of my hand reaching out and taking hold of the cup? Is it a phenomenon that's generated by the mind? Or there's actually this action that's happening outside of the mind?
还有就是你骂人， 是你的心变现一个骂人的声音，还是你骂人？
Or when you are, you want to yell at someone, scold someone, does it mean that you are actually scolding that person, or your mind actually generated the phenomenon of you scolding another person?
所以你骂人，其实骂人就相当于哈，你用了非常复杂的，努力哈，然后才把那个声音挤出来。
So, when you are actually yelling at another person, it actually means that your mind has exerted a lot of effort and there's a lot of complicated maneuver that has taken place in your mind that, that enable you to squeeze that, the sound out of you.
现在有机械美女啊，现在他们还是蛮限制的啊，但是他们现在好像就是可以回应你啊。譬如说你讲什么，然后说阿里阿多，阿里阿桑这样子哈。另外就是他可能还要看你啊，那你可能去问那些制造机器人的，你就知道哈，他听到你，然后他要手伸出去，然后能不能眼睛看你也不晓得，还要眨个眼。哇，这里面这个机器人是那个什么，那个程式是非常忙的。
So, with modern day robotic technology, they actually come up with robots that can look beautiful and can actually respond to your request or maybe look back at you. So you may say something and the robot will reply back or reach out its hand or maybe blink back at you. It may appear to be very simple and rudimentary, but actually the software that's used to enable such a simple gesture is very, very complicated. Or if you say some dirty words, then maybe the robot then will slap you in the face as well.
请问那个 robot 会不会讲说你骂我，给你好看，他会这样想？
So do you think the robot is going to say, huh, you dare to yell at me, say dirty words at me, then I'm going to show you who's the boss. Is that the case?
其实他就是他内心里面，在那个这个一个我们看起来很简单的当中，其实他那个心的运作不知道可能几千万次的那个什么生命。
So even though it may appear to be a very simple sequence, but there's actually a lot of calculations that needs to take place within seconds, span of seconds.
所以他们讲说，哦，还是我们人脑哦比较复杂啊，电脑是非常的什么，非常的，其实电脑是非常没智慧的。
So even though we talk about smart technology these days, but computers really are not so smart in comparing to people. Our minds are a lot more complicated.
你知道，如果说我们现在做一个机器人呢，它现在可以走路啊，可以跟你送茶，可以引你去什么到位置去哈。可是你如果我们在打棒球，有没有？那这样打一个球过来，那你要往前哈。跑去然后跳起来接，或是往后，还是往左往右，我想在可能在十年可能电脑都做不出来的，你们相不相信？
So even though today they can come up with robots that can serve you tea and take you to places, but let's say catching a ball during a baseball game, someone, the pitcher throws the ball at you and you have to make quick calculations and jump up and catch a ball this angle, that angle, I think even in 10 years' time, they still won't be able to come up with technology that's able to catch the ball accurately.
我想叫机器人哦，就做一个跳起来，然后再跳下来，机器人就坏掉了，你们相不相信？
Or maybe if the robot tried to jump up and then get down safely, not even trying to catch the ball, it may cause breakdowns or disintegration altogether.
所以我有一次，我记得我那时候禅修，的状况非常好的时候，我就看到讲话的时候，我就看到我念头先动，接下来有一个类似像气的东西会去碰我的什么 舌头、胸部还有腹部，接下来声音才跑出来。我们现在新出的话，可能 你在讲话的时候已经什么头脑的想法还有嘴巴什么东西都同时出来，你看不到它是什么里面的一个非常什么非常复杂的过程。
I remember once when I was in a pretty good meditative state, I was actually able to observe that when I want to talk, my thought had moved first, and then it triggered some sort of qi that would touch the tongue and the chest area as well as abdomen, and then the sound would actually come out. So on a daily basis, when our mind is not so fine and it's a lot more coarse,then we probably feel that everything is happening all at once and we won't be able to tell this actually a sequence of actions.
所以这一些、基本上、就是我们的心有多棒就有多棒、就心产生种种的相，然后都是我们可以什么可以去什么去想要怎么样就怎么样的，但是我们自己先把自己限制住了，所以就你就在这个限制住了当的那一个极限下在那边运作。
So our mind is actually extremely wondrous, and it has the ability to create all sorts of phenomena. However, whatever kind of phenomena you want, the mind can generate that kind of phenomena.But because of our deluded thinking that we actually have restricted ourselves and we don't use our mind this way. So we're only using our mind in a very limited scope.
我们在做梦的时候，我们有没有把自己限制住了？做梦。
When we are dreaming, do we restrict ourselves as much?
你梦到一只老虎来，你没有被限制住啊。
So you can dream about a tiger, and you are not restricted that way. You created this tiger in your mind.
然后你做梦了，梦到你在悬崖那个石头这样子的话，你有没有限制住
？Or you dream that you have come to a cliff, and then there's all these rock formations this way and that way. Again, your mind is not restricted.
你做梦的时候，梦到你进入一个房间，你有没有发觉墙壁把你限制住了
？Or then when you're dreaming, you can enter a room.But how did you enter the room? Did the wall restrict you, or you just went through it?
是不是自己限制住，自己把自己的那个什么，你自己把自己限制住了，我跳下去会死掉，对不对？这个老虎会咬我，是不是自己把自己限制？老虎是不是你自己变出来的？是啊。
But it's you that ourselves that have restricted ourselves, thinking that once you jump off, you're going to die or that the tiger is going to bite you. These are all restrictions that you have set upon yourself.
那平常我们自己有没有限制住了？我们自己想法有没有限制住了？
How about in the waking moments? Do we also restrict ourselves in various ways? Do we restrict the way we think?
比如我们想到某某人越想越气，是不是自己把限制住了？
When we think of someone, and the more we think about the person, the angrier we get. Doesn't that mean that we put ourselves in a very particular mode of thinking?
好，你们在这边，你有没有被限制住了？
And right now, you're sitting here. Are you restricted in some way, sitting here?
你会不会觉得这旁边都是人，还是不是人？
Do you feel that it's people next to you, or maybe these are not people?
你听这么久了，应该有点概念了吧？
You've been listening for so long. You should have come up with the correct answer by now. You should try to understand what I'm trying to get at.
你现在在走，如果是每天你一天有没有一次说这个不是人，那个不是人，有没有出现过一次
？As you walk around every day, at least once a day, you should come up with the thought that maybe this is not a person, that's not a person, that's not a person. This thought should at least pop up once in a while.
啊，调查一下，你们一个礼拜里面有出现过一次的情绪是吧
？Let me ask you, do you ever think about this? If you have think about it at least once a week, raise your hand.
后面有人举手，有一位不错，两位不错。你看，我讲那么，我很努力的讲了快要两年了，你一个礼拜都没有出现过一次。
I've been talking about this, and I try really hard, using a lot of effort to talk about this for over 2 years, and you don't even think about it even once in a week.
你没有出现过的话，那你自己就什么？你自己就是自己把自己限制住了，那自己在这个状态之下，就在这个状态之下在努力在运作。
If you don't recall the things that we have talked about, then again you are restricting yourself in operating in a very specific mode, and it's very restrictive and very limiting.
你有没有花姐啊？有时候我们在有些人讲说，你要勇敢的说 no， 但是我们花姐很难。
There's a saying, common saying, that you have to say no. You have to say no with courage. But sometimes we find that very difficult.
因为什么？你认为你记忆中的那个是人，对不对？那你认为你的声音是你？这个是不是自己把自己限制住了？
So the very fact that we think whatever that pops up in our image is the real person. And also, whenever we say something, we think the sound represents ourself. This way of thinking in itself is restrictive.
所以它这个就是归功就是什么？你自己的心性产生相，然后再把相切割为我跟别人。那接下来再把相的当中又切割为感受相什么相，等一下我们讲那个啊，这个部分基本上都是自己限制自己的啊。
So again, when we boils to the bottom, it's our true mind that has the ability to come up with all sorts of phenomenons. Amidst of all these phenomena, we divide them into this is me and these are others.And then from that point on, we make further distinctions, which we're going to talk about more later, that some are feelings, some are emotions, sensations, all sorts of different things. But all these phenomena are created by the mind.
同样的，就是我想说，先我们的心先创造虚空世界众生，接下来你就把众生切割为我跟别人，那就是你会把你现前感知的四大、哦、你现在其实你是四大，那个不是你，但是你会四大是我，这个建筑就在讲这个部分，我们把四大当成我，那外面的四大你会认为是我身外心外的东西。
So Again, the mind gives rise to empty space, to the world, and then to all sentient beings. And of the world and sentient beings, we further divide it into the self and others. Another way to look at it is the second one, the defilement of wrong views, is that we take the four elements and we think these four elements, this smaller part of this four element, we think of that as the self, as our own body.
我昨天，昨天报纸出来哈，有一个有一堆人，就是有一群人，然后他那个王者30岁而已哈，啊，生前很喜欢赌博哈，所以他们丧礼的时候就把他打扮成什么，就是用防腐剂哈。然后就是什么，大家玩牌，但是他也坐在上面这样子庆祝他，他们就觉得就是这是最好的什么这个丧礼啊。但是我不晓得他有没有来玩，我想应该他应该也来玩的。
So I actually read this in the news yesterday that this person, this group of people, and one of them passed away. And this the deceased person was really into gambling when he was alive. So during his funeral, his friend came up with they actually asked make his body sit at the table and pretending that as if they're still continuing to play a game of poker. And they did it in a very festive way, thinking that this is the funnest funeral there can ever be. And I don't know. People may think that this person is gone, has passed away, and not, we don't know if this person actually came back. And maybe he was still present at his own funeral as well.
请问那, 他们好像五个人, 请问是五个尸体, 还是一个尸体而已?
So I think the group of people, there were five people. So are there five corpses or there's only one corpse?
他以后可能就是什么? 如果有电脑, 他可以用电脑控制说, 其实是我们是五个尸体, 而是, 里面是会动的尸体, 我是没办法, 也想动, 但是动不了的尸体。
So who knows, maybe in the future they can say that there are actually five cores, but so far four of which can still move by itself, but I'm merely the corpse that lose touch with my body, and I cannot control my corpse anymore. And that's the only difference.
所以请他来听这个建筑，他可能一下都听懂了。为什么呢？因为四大，四大是没有感觉的。你死了以后，你知道四大是没有知觉的。可是现在你以为四大有知觉。
So if we invite that spirit to this talk and talk about this defilement of wrong views, where we try to explain the four elements really does not have sensation, cannot think on its own, then that spirit probably will be able to understand this concept immediately. Again, the four elements which make up our body does not have feelings, it cannot think, but that's not how we see it. We tend to think the four elements, our physical body can actually feel and think.
你有没有发觉这个手啊，身体啊， 基本上是什么？它是没有知觉，但是我们认为它有知觉，还认为它是你。
Our hands, for instance, we feel that it has sensations, right? And we think that the hand is me. But the hand is merely made out of the four elements, and it actually does not have sensations, and it's not the self, it's not me.
This建筑就讲说，我们本来是什么？我们的身体不是这个小小的四大，是什么？所有的都是我们的身体，但是现在我们是什么？ 以这个小小的四大的身体为我，就以四大为我的身体啊，然后我们的见闻觉知要看了要听，都要什么被这个由四大所组成的感官限制住了，有没有？眼睛，眼睛可不可以看到后面？你不要用。 不要用眼球看就可以看到后面。
So, the body, or the body, the true body that we're talking about is not limited to this small subset of four elements. One way to see it is that all of the four elements is the same as our body, and but we mistakenly think that this small subset of four elements makes up our body, and this is me. And because of that, our ability to see, to hear, to feel, and to cognize is restricted by this very small subset of four elements. So are you able to see to the from the back of your head? Most people can't. But if you're merely just use your eyeball, then your eyeball can turn around and look at the back.
我这几天常发觉就是我戴了手套，然后去拿什么，拿那个接印卡，你不感觉有没有拿到？
Because it's so cold, winter time, you put on gloves. And this past few days, I've often had this experience when you try to reach for your metro card with a gloved hand, you oftentimes can't quite feel whether you have gotten it or not.
我用手套去按手机，手机也不理我。
And if I keep my gloves on and try to use my phone, then the phone won't respond either.
啊，那个感觉就不见了，有没有？就是我们的感觉，心没有办法是透过手套有感觉的，没有。
So the sensation has been sort of disappeared. That through gloves, then the mind cannot contact those physical objects like we usually do.
所以就是一旦我们自己自投罗网哈，自己钻进这个四大的身体以后，那我们就什么，又是把自己限制住了。
And again, our mind actually should not be restricted, but it's an erroneous view that we have that we hang on to this small subset or this body and thinking that this is me.
有一天我们的四大就是什么，就变成尸体了，其实现在也是尸体啊。那你就发觉，哇，你就非常灵活的哈。要去哪里，要听哪里，都没受限制的。
So one day when this small subset of the four elements becomes, you lose touch with it, it becomes a corpse. Well, in fact, right now it is a corpse. But let's say one day when you pass away and it really becomes a corpse and your mind separates from your physical body, then you'll realize your mind is actually very nimble. It can do many, many different things.
你的见闻觉知不需要透过身体，然后你也发觉身体是什么，只是一个你感知的东西。
So your seeing, your feeling actually does not have to go through your physical body, and actually your physical body is also an object of your perception.
所以假设你能够破这个见着，就是破身体为我的这一个啊，那你他们就说什么，就可以有叫什么出阴神，还有什么出阳神啊。
So if you are able to break away from this erroneous view of taking this physical body as a self, then you will gain the ability to enter and exit your body as you wish.
最近哦，不知道哪一个博士，他来做一个就是濒死的那一种这种经验啊，他就是去做，等于是做一个研究啊。他说他在那一个病床上面那个梁上面啊，他自己有晃东西啊，那上面可能还有一些东西啊，除了他知道以外，那些病人啊，快要死的人在下面是不知道的啊。他说好像大概有一千个还几个啊，他们说这个他们死后以后有没有什么灵魂飘出去啊，然后怎么样啊，他说有七个人啊是可以看到那个什么，就他那个梁，通常我们这样看是看不到，那梁上面可能有字或者什么，那只有那个研究人知道。他说有七个人可以看到，
他们看了一千多个人，
就一千个人里面有可能，因为有些人重点不在那一部分嘛，他们想说啊，看到医生什么医生在抢救啊，护士在抢救，可他是飘在那个上面嘛。但他们说同时他也什么，他们也有时候飘得比较高一点，也看到那个柱子上面的东西。
So recently I've read this case where there's a researcher who is conducting research about near-death experience, and he at the operating room or the hospital or somewhere, he actually placed some objects or some things that he had written above at places where nobody else can see and nobody else knows the content that what object is contained in over there or what's written. And they collected data from about maybe 1,000 cases. And of this 1,000 cases, there were actually 7 people who were able to see what was written down and of what's in the mystery box.
另外我们有一个信众，他先生是心脏科医生，你们可能知道他是谁哦，我不要讲名字。他先生是医生哦，其实他不相信有什么灵魂啊， 结果他一个很好的朋友啊，也是医生，啊，他在开刀的时候可能就是快要往生还怎么样啊？那开完刀以后，结果他就一一的哈，去跟他的什么，跟他好像就动手术的人哈，一一的什么去道谢啦。那以他们的专业哈，我们躺在的时候，你躺在开刀的时候，你前面是有听说有一个板遮住了，我不知道你们晓不晓得，我是躺下去的话，你前面的板是遮住了，你不知道哪个医生、哪个护士在什么，在那一个哈，在帮你动手术。可是他是在昏迷的状态，那好了以后，哪个人跟他开刀，他说一什么？去道谢，结果他这样才相信说，哎，真的有灵魂是什么出窍？因为他们的经验，你躺着以后，第一个就是你，第一是你眼睛睁开，哎，什么？前面有是不是也前面有一个什么板是吧？啊？对不对？你是看不到谁在动什么，可是他是一一描述，那一一道谢这样子。那我们这个叫做什么？你的心不需要四大人。超越四大，那我们叫做什么？出阴神。
So, one of the volunteers that come here, her husband is a cardiologist, and the husband, the cardiologist, he himself does not believe in out of body experience or anything like that. And he has a friend who is also a doctor. Once he was the friend himself was in an emergency situation he was operated on. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but usually when you're in the operating room, there's a screen that's blocking you from what's actually happening. So you don't really see what's happening, what's going on. But once that person, after the operation, recovered successfully, he actually went around and to each nurse and doctors who operated on him and thank those people specifically for what they have done during the operation. So because of the screen, there's no way that the patient, I mean, first of all, the patient's already under anesthesia, so not conscious. So there's no way the person's actually able to use his physical eye to see what's happening. But afterwards, he's able to recall everything clearly and then went to the right person to pay his gratitude. So because of this incident, then going back to the cardiologist, after hearing this, then he started to believe that your mind is really not restricted to your physical body and you retain this ability to perceive and to think even beyond your physical body.
另外一个出阳神是，我们有一个，反正有一个出家众啊，他就在打坐的时候啊，常常打坐，可他们就出阳神，然后去厨房啊，去偷什么，偷班头，然后回来啊吃，那还多偷几个，然后就什么分给其他人啊，结果那一个方丈和尚也会哈。就利用他在出洋人的时候，那方丈也出洋神，然后去把他什么，抓回来嘛，把他赶走，这叫出洋神啊。
So the story I told is one type of out of body experience where you can see things and perceive, but you can't actually do anything with the physical object, physical world. But this other example is famous Chan story where a really good Chan practitioner.Was sitting in meditation, he was able to leave his body, but then he, after leaving the physical body, he's still able to actually get hold of things. So after leaving his body, he went outside of the Chan Hall, went into the kitchen and stole a few steam buns. And not only did he steal steam buns for himself, he actually carried some back to his fellow practitioners and distributed the buns. And the abbot,of the Chan Hall at that time happened to have the ability as well. So he also sat in meditation and exited his body and then went to catch this culprit.
好，那这个是古代版的，那我要讲个现代版的啊。
So that's an ancient story, so I'm not going to share with you a modern story.
可能有些人听过，我们旧金山有一个菩萨，他还蛮年轻，大概30多岁啊，他从中国大陆来啊。 那他说他有一次在中国大陆的时候，他送他一个同学啊，他们大学同学送他去开刀啊。他就在他那个同学开刀了，他人是躺在手术房啊，同一个时间，然后他出现在大学里面，他就跟另外三个同学不知道借什么笔记了哈、啊。那这个我们说我们就念这个菩萨，就回去这个大学，就碰到这个三位同学，就想说，哎，刚刚哦某某人哦来跟我们借笔记啊。啊，讲真还讲假的？因为他那时候他在什么，在开刀房啊。啊，他们说、哦、真的啊，还没借我笔记，还要怎么讲了一大堆啊。结果他就跟人说，我告诉你哦，他现在在开刀房。就中国大陆是讲的是无神论的嘛。这三个竟然怕得要命，我说你们为什么不去问那一个人，说你刚刚在开刀的时候你有没有来借笔记，他们都不敢问。蓝中全部都是蓝中。
So this modern day story is a real story from one of the volunteers in San Francisco. When he was back in college, he one day sentone of his really good friend to the OR operating room to get an operation. And at the same time, this person that's undergoing operation also somehow manifested somewhere else inside at the university, talking to three other friends, borrowing class notes from these other three friends, and had a real conversation, interaction with those three other people.So this, again, going back to this San Francisco volunteer. So he first took his friend to the OR, and then he went back to the university, ran into these three people, and these three people then told him that, oh, he was just here. He was here borrowing notes from us. And this volunteer said, what are you talking about? That person right now is getting operated on in the OR. There's no way he can simultaneously be here at the same time.So, but this is a real incident. And so even though the communist system or communist principles, they don't talk about deities or gods, but what ended up happening was these three other classmates whose notes was taken by this person who's in the operating room became extremely fearful. They didn't even want to see confirmation from that person.And they were obviously very afraid of ghosts or whatever the possible explanation there might be.
其实现代版我还有两个认识的人、哦、他们就从在人在这边，可是他出现在什么，比如说出现在 LA 这样子、
啊。I've actually also known other people real people who's able to physically be here, but at the same time also appear in a different place, like Los Angeles.
这个是在台湾呢，就是说她在小女孩，她是在台北，但她死去的爸爸带她去屏东，不带她去中部啊。就是一个小女孩的啊，但他们共同点就是说非常累，非常累，他们说不要了，不要了这样子。
So there was a little girl in Taipei who was in Taipei, but her deceased father took her all the way to south of Taiwan. So she appeared in both places. And in any way, the end result was this person who was simultaneous at different places end up reporting that the experience was extremely exhausting and they really don't want to repeat it again.
另外一个是一个大人、啊、他有特异功能，他是在台中、啊、他自己做实验，他就出现在高雄。那我们的场地的老师就问他说，你过去的时候你的那个皮鞋有没有过去、啊、他说他皮鞋太重了没有过去。
So this other case was this person who actually he has special power and he tried to do an experiment himself. So he was in the central part of Taiwan, Taichung, and he made himself at the same time leave his body and go over to south part of Taiwan. And actually, Changdi Fa Shi asked him, when you were in Kaohsiung, did you take your shoes with you? And the person ended up reporting the shoes were too heavy. I couldn't, so I left it back in Taichung.
他们的共同点就是都是说很累很累，他说下次不玩了。
So what's shared commonly by both cases is again, it's very exhausting. They don't want to do it again.
所以我们本来就有这种能力，但是我们自己把身体当成我，就只有坐在这样的自己甘愿受限制之下，在这个限制之下在运作你的心，那这个叫做建筑。
So all these stories goes to illustrate the point that we intrinsically have these abilities, except that with our false views, misunderstanding, then we willingly confine ourselves in our physical body, this very limited subset of four elements. So and because of that, our ability is greatly reduced.
所以下次要记着啊。 是我回去了呢，还是四大回去了呢，还是尸体回去了？
So next time when you go home, you have to ask yourself, did I go home, or is it my corpse that went home, or is it a subset of the four element that went home?
最好就是刚开始是一天一次，然后最好是一天两次、三次，然后大概是每一天好多次这样子，那接下来就看怎么样，你可以就跟时间结合。
So it would be ideal if you can think about these concepts frequently, maybe once a day, and then increase it to twice a day. And the more you're able to refresh, review these concepts in your mind, the better. And eventually, maybe you can have experiential experience as well, and the two can combine and to further your understanding.
好，我们的今天的什么五浊、两浊啊。
So this is the end. We have covered two of the five defilements, and we have to conclude today's talk.